You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says the Gemara like this: Tanya, Omer Reb Shimon Arba Dvarim Haya Reb Akiva Doresh Ve'ein Aveni Eini Doresh Kamo Yisus. Says Reb Shimon Yochai, four things Reb Akiva Darshan, and I, meaning Reb Shimon Yochai, even though Mistalmid, I didn't darshan like him. And he goes on to the pasuk, the Tzoma Revi, the Tzoma Chamishi, all the Tzomis. So just to skip here, Tzoma Asiri, Tzoma Asiri, Ze Asor Beteves. It's Asor Beteves, Shebo Samach Melech Bovel Yerushalam. Rabbi Kiva used to say, the Tzoma Asiri is Asor Beteves, the 10th month of the calendar, Shebo Samach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim, that the king of Bovel surrounded Yerushalayim, Shenemar, and that's a pasuk which is very important. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel, V'yidbar Hashem Elai Bashonat Shiz B'chodesh Asiri B'sor L'chodesh Lemoyer, on this day Asor Beteves, Ben Adam K'tov L'chay Et Shem Hayom Hayom Et Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Right today, he tells Yechezkel, Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim, on this day, Melech Bovel Somer Yerushalayim. So why is it called Asiri? Asiri L'chodoshim is the 10th of the month. So, Ve'aylo Hayaro is a lichtum rishon, meaning this is the beginning of the Churban, when Melech Bovel surrounded Yerushalayim. Ve'laman Nichtav Kan, so why is it written after the Tzoymus? Meaning this is the last one. Because he wanted to bring the months in order. So the first one is Tamuz, Shivasar Betamuz, then Tisha B'Av, Gdal Ben Achikam, and Asor Betevis is out of order to make the months in order. Says Rav Shimon Yochai Vanyen Yumerken, I don't agree with that. Ela Tzom Asir is the Chamisha B'Tevet. Tzom Asir is the fifth day of Tevet, Shebo Bashmua L'Golash Uktair. This is the end of the Churban, because on the fifth of Tevet came the Shmua to the Goyla, meaning people who were already out of Yerushalayim, they heard Shuktai Shenem by Bishteser Chodesh Basim Bechamishal Chodesh Galutenu by Elai Palit Yerushalayim Mor Huktair. This is the day they finally got the bad news that Yerushalayim was destroyed. It was taken over by the Babylonians. They also Yom Shmua Kiyom Sreifa. The day that they heard about the news is like Churban. Venirim Dvora Midvorov says, I like my pshat better, that this is Chamisha Beteves, Shanyumer Arishon Rishon Malachrin Achrin. Because I say in order, this is the last end of the Churban, not the beginning. V'omer Arishon Achrin V'lachrin Rishon, Rabbi Kiva changes. So Rabbi Kiva is funny, right? Because the end of the Churban is the first Tainis. I'm sorry, the first beginning of the Churban is less of the Tanisim. Ela Shumon said the Chadosh when he said the Prodis. Says I go chronologically. He goes according to the calendar. So that's Machlokes. Rabbi Akiva holds that's Asor Beteves, the beginning of the Churban. According to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, is the end of the Churban. So either the beginning of the end Teves is the beginning of the Churban or the end of the Churban. You have to understand the Chlal what's Machlokes. But says the Beis Yosef, if Algama the Gemara didan Kom Rabbi Shimon Yochai she'ein nirim lo divrei Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Shimon Yochai is a Talmid. He says, I don't agree with Rabbi Akiva. El Atzom Asir Chamisha Beteves. Loikos of Rabbeinu al Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Beis Yosef Pask, the Tur Pasks like Rabbi Akiva, which is a sort of Beteves. Mishum de Nohug Alma Kevosei. Because the Minag HaOilam is like Rabbi Akiva. And says the Gro, Vezel Loshan Aramban Beturas Odom. Vilchasa Uminak Rabbi Akiva. The Locha and the Minag is like Rabbi Akiva, like we do it. Ilchasa, Beritzodom, Ilchasa, it's not only the meaning, it's the aloha, Mishum, the Ein aloha ke Talmid Mokom Arav. This is a situation that you have a Rebbe and a Talmid arguing. Rabbi Akiva holds the tinies, is a son of Beteves, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds is Hei Beteves. Zoter, Bemabai Mokom Arav, Dafka Mabai Verova, Ilchasa Kebasro. Even though the aloha is that we follow the later generations, it's only Abai Verova. From Abai Verova on. From the time of the Tanoim, we pass like the Rebbe's, we pass like Rebbe Kiva. Now, it's funny, right? You have a Machloikas Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, I'm sorry, and Rebbe Shimon Yochai. What is the tinies of a soul of Tevis? Is it Chamisha Betevis or Soul Betevis? One second, what did they do by them? How is it possible that there's a Machloikas? And Dafka, here is the place that we pass in Ein Halocha Ketalmid b'mokamarav. The halacha is like Rebbe Akiva, because chronologically he's first. It's funny, right? The tinies, which is out of order chronologically, the halacha is chronologically like Rebbe Akiva. We have to understand what does chronology have to do anything with this. And the question is, how this machloekes came about? Now, there is a famous Beis Yosef, and this Asor HaBetevis is unique from many angles. One of them is very simple, right? This is the only times they can fall in Erev Shabbos. And everybody knows the Beis Yosef, quotes Abu Darham, Asor HaBetevis im chayav echav Shabbos lo yuchim ut choysoi. Asor HaBetevis, the only time is that even if it happened on Shabbos, you had to fast. Because technically, so says the Beis Yosef, lifamim mochal b'yom shishi. Sometimes it falls on Friday, like today, and we fast today. Even though technically you're fasting on Shabbos, right? Because when you finish davening and you go home, the first minutes of Shabbos, you are under tainis. And tainis, there is a yiloch of oydeg, that's a still a contradiction to Shabbos. And still we fast. Why? Because this is the only tainis that says, be'etzem hayom hazeh, we would fast even on Shabbos. So this is the only time it says of Udarham that would fast even on Shabbos. And you're the Shabbos, we don't do that, and you're the tiniest except here. Why? Why are we allowed to fast just because it says Betzim Mamaseh? On this is the famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Alashas says the following. Says Reb Chaim Alashas, we would fast even if they're on Shabbos. And the question is, we technically can fall on Shabbos, right, because our calendar. But what's the pshat? Why is it different? Says the Gro, and that's a very important Gro. In the tiniest chalom isani from Shabbos, there is, if a person dreams, a chashom, a bad dream, he could fast even on Shabbos. Why? Even though technically tomorrow with the gamre mocher yichur b'sanus lazeh, even though technically he could have pushed it off, the lama sheisan b'shabbos why do you fast? But if tan b'shabbos yevshon b'chus l'mocher, if it's a tainis that you have to do it on the day, shabbos nuchas and you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So the fiyecha b'tainis chalom, therefore tainis chalom. The amrina b'gemor b'shabbos the offer l'chalom k'shim b'sanus b'mayu day. The tainis chalom needs to be on the same day. In Ken Enlit Khoisala Mochar. So therefore a tinis that has to be done on that day, that tinis can be done on Shabbos. Lachen mitan Shabbos Shabbos. Vizeo achiluk ben asor betivis v'chol atanius. Says the Gro, that's why asor betivis is different. The kol atanius misarim nisha mirosh shiurun tolu bechoydush kidichse mikro. Every other tinis, Tisha B'Av, Yudzayim betamuz, Tzom Gedalia, the pasuk never specifies a date. It says tzom ha-reviv, tzom ha-chamishi. It specifies the month. It doesn't specify the date. So technically, you could fast another day of the month. You don't have to fast only on that day. That's why we push it off. But here, Asor HaBetevis is different, that there is a need to fast on that day. In Ken Davka Be'oisoyoyim, is Davka on that day, Ve'al Ken E Efshur Et Choyse L'mochor. The reason is like Tanis Chaloyim. Asor HaBetevis is the only one that has a date kavua. So technically, you could fast on Shabbos. Why? Because any time is that there is a specific day set for it, different than everything else, you could fast on Shabbos. And the big question that needs to be asked is why Asor HaBetevis is different than the other Tanaisim. All the other Tanaisim, you could fast any day of the month, technically. And therefore, it's not doing Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is not doing Shabbos. Only here, because there is a specific date. Why is there a specific date? Question number one. And then there is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks the same shaila. The Minchas Chinuch holds that, again, all the Tanaisim don't have a day set. Asor, but he has, even Asor HaBetevis doesn't have a day set. Rak midivre Kabbalah, leil chodoshim, betevis, betamuz, v'avetish, v'chumrisanus, v'em yom echad. The Kabbalah is that on those months, you have to fast a day, just to remember the story of the month. אבל לא נסיח אדום יוחד, you don't have a specific date. רק איזה יום שרואה ציוח לסנריס. וראיה לדובר, he says, what's the ראיה that there is no specific date for the תנסים? Because אינו מבואר איזה יום כלל. In the פסוקים, in זכריה, it says, צום החמישי, צום הרביעי, it only tells you the month. רק צום הרביעי וצום החמישי, it only tells you the month. אבל לא באיזה יום. ואביא לך עוד ראיות, בזאת השם יזמורך, he says בנכס חינוך, I'll bring you many ראיות, that there is no set day. Look at the ראיות that he brings, this is a quintessential בנכס חינוך. דהינה בראש שורה בפיות חסם ובייס, we just read the גמורה בפיות חסם ובייס, פלי גיבור רבי עקיבא ורב שמעון. There's a מחלוקת בית רבי עקיבא ושמעון יוחאי, רבי עקיבא סוי וסום עשירי, או עשור בטבס, רבי עקיבא הולדס, עשור בטבס, סום עשירי, שבו סומך מלך בו, ורב שמעון יוחאי, וזה חמישה בטבס, שמו שמו לגוילה. זה מחלוקת. רב שמעון יוחאי הולדס, סום of טבס, is חמישה בטבס, which is the day that the Vednus came about, according to Rabbi Akiva, is a sort of a Tavis. Because they may think of Lachar Churban on second, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Yochai, they were right after the Churban. Kayadu, my click, what's the machloikes? Puk Chazim Ayom Adover. Look at what people did. One second. They were fasting. Right? They were in the year 135, give or take. The Churban was in year 70. What did they do for 70 years? When did they fast? Did they fast on the Chamishi or did they fast on the Asiri? Umay Yoisir by Sheni. But if not only that, by Sheni, we know that the fasts of the first Bais were celebrated as a holiday on by Sheni. So when was the Yontif? When was the Yontif of Tavis? Hey Tavis or Sorbet Tavis? ומה היו עושים בבי שני? ואיזה יסטוס ושמחה, באיזה יום היו עושים? בי שני היו תנועים בי שמה, בי סיר לבסר וקבלי התואר, ואיך שוכל דובר? If there is a specific date, how can you have a מחלוי כזה מסור בטייבס? So you see, this is exactly the opposite of רב חיים. רב חיים says, מסור בטייבס, the reason they קבוע, says זה מנחס חינוך, the one that cannot have a date קבוע, is a sort of a tavis. Because a sort of a tavis is a machloikis. How can you have a machloikis? If there is a kavodik a date, el avad eyu adova shedibarti. The kabola kovi yomi yuchat klal. There was no specific set date. In Bai Sheni, they celebrated a holiday in tavis. When the holiday came about, could be any day of the month. Therefore, it became a tiny machloikis. Rebbe Akiva, rak ha-chodosh ubezi yom ha-chod shu osim sanim. Vechem im yosof simcha, biyosh lo yosim ha-chodosh ubo yosof simcha, the yontav was any day. In kem bebai sheni, haya kol mokom noy kmo sharo yitzim. In bai sheni, some people did the fifth, some people did the tenth. Ve'achri zeke, shenechra babai zbashniya, but after the churban, they ro yitzim likvo yom malal lechol yisro v'shove, they decided to make a one day on the month, just to make it easy, because people were going for the goal. Then Kaudit Kiyos is killed about the same way by Kiyos Rebbe Bo. By Rebbe Bo, the Gemara says, right in the Kiyos, every community blew shofar differently. Rebbe Bo decided, let's make a unified system. So Machloikis Rebbe Akiva Rebbe Shimon Yochai is, let's decide on a date. Only in the Rabbanan. But what did they do at that time was any day. שיקור יסו בשוגו שקוסר היגון הוא בברישוינים. ובירו חזר לאחר חובין יום הללו. So after the Churban, they decided on a specific date, Tisha B'Av, that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds us, Yud Av, they decided on a specific date, and that's the machloikes. Rabbi Akiva held the day should be Asor B'Tavis, because it's the beginning. Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds Chamisha B'Tavis. But says the Minchas Chinuch, clearly there is no set day for the Tainis. If there is no set day for the Tainis, the Kasha of Rabbi Chaim comes back again. If there is no set day for Asor B'Tavis, why do we have to break Shabbos? Why do we fast today, Friday, and we go into Shabbos fasting for the first couple of minutes of Shabbos? We are going to be fasting. If there is no set day, let us fast in another day. So that's the kash of the Minchas Chinuch on Rav Chaim. Okay, clearly Minchas Chinuch is way before Rav Chaim, but it doesn't matter. This question is very unique to Minchas Chinuch. Says Minchas Chinuch, you cannot have a set day for Tisha, for Asor B'Tavis. Why? Because the Machlokes. Machlokes are the Kiva and Rav Shimon Yochai. And there were 70 years of the Churban. How can you have Machlokes? Elamai, because there's no set day. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Now I'm going to share with you first the Tzva Levi, what he answers. But what I want to share you is a Chassam Sofer. There is a Chassam Sofer here, people, that this Chassam Sofer at least changed my life and hopefully will change everybody's life. This Chassam Sofer. But just on the Tzva Levi. The Tzva Levi quotes Reb Chaim, right? He quotes, if you look at the Tzva Levi here, Hine b'minchas chinuch. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch. Legabi Asor HaBetavis. The Minchas Chinuch says Beferush. Legabi Asor HaBetavis. Sharim HaGemora Pligim Otsom HaSiri. Vekosh Eich Machloikes Puchazim HaYodover. How can you have a Machloikes? Elamai, because Asor HaBetavis doesn't have a day. Aval Kosav Ayed Biksis VeAgrach. But you told you, the Reb Chaim says, Asor HaBetavis has a day Kavua. So how do you solve the issue? Ulam Yishloimer, this is the typical brisk word. Shariach dem betzayim hazeh, because the pasuk says betzayim hazeh in Yecheskel. Aval aribi kol mokum ksiv gam tzom asiri. So the psukim are very, very, very indeterminate. Because the pasuk in Zechariah says tzom asiri only quotes the month. But don't forget, Rebbe Kiva quoted the pasuk in Yecheskel. In Yecheskel, note this day, because be'etzem ayoyim hazeh somalch melech bovel Yerushalayim. U'kmo shekosem in chaschinuch, shegam asor betevus yusach hoidesh, u'kishev shashu shri din. So he said there are two dinim. Asor betevus has two taniyos. There is one tainis, mitzad, the month, and that's the time is like everything else. And there is a second din mitzad the day. Vegam ekfuz lachoyd ve'ushim yeze siva sheyesh lisanus boy bayoyim sheyesh lisanus boy b'yomacher. It was an afkimina because the rabbi, if somebody got sick in a sort of betavis and you couldn't fast, you might still have a chiyuv to fast another day of the month because the chiyuv, there are two dinim. There's one din of a sort of betavis and there is a din in the month. Nafkimina is that if you cannot fast on Asor HaBetavis, you could fast on the month. And Machloik, but the question is, what's a Machloik is Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Shimon Yochai? You have to say, they're saying if you didn't fast on Asor HaBetavis, can you fast in another day or not? That's very schwer to say that to Nini, because it's Machshmat, Machloik is Rebbe Kiva and Shimon Yochai is on the Etzem HaYoyim Hazeh. So how do you solve the issue? I'm going to show you Chassam Sofer, and this Chassam Sofer, people, it is so important that at least change my Asor HaBetavis. It says the Chassam Sofer the following, in the middle of the chat. I'll tell you, first of all, how do you know that tinies of Asor HaBetavis has the ability to be Doicha Shabbos? And it says very soon, Sha'onu Chazal, V'tavoach Tevach V'ochen Erev Shabbos Haya. By the story of Yosef, Achen Tevach, when he invited the brothers, Binyamin and all the brothers, was Erev Shabbos, right? Erev Shabbos Haya, U'baboker Or, V'anoshim Shulchu Shabbat Haya. So the day that he came to eat was Shabbos. V'ichnofal Tzavar Binyamin Ochi V'yev Kalachur, and it says the Pasuk, that Yaakov Avi, that Yosef cried on the neck of Binyamin, and Rashi says he cried on the Churban. Well, Korchachtoin and Shabbos. So you see, Beferush, that you could cry for the Churban on Shabbos. So the fact that Yosef cried for the Churban by Binyamin is all right that you could cry on Shabbos. So you see, the tiny is like a Shabbos. The question is again, why is Asor HaBetavis Doicha Shabbos Masha Enken anything else? He says, perhaps because the beginning of the Tzora is more Chomor than the end of the Tzora. So it come out, according to that, that if you hold that Asor HaBetavis is on Chamish HaBetavis like Reb Shimon Yochai, would not be Doicha Shabbos, only if it's Asor HaBetavis, because it's the beginning. That is schwer, again, to say why. So, says the Chassam Sofer, Ach mishechilu b'shabos is kakosu b'sefer Yirmiyah. Okay, shomish shabbos nachla b'metzorim. He says something givaldic. You know why Asor HaBetavis is doicha? Because what is the schar of keeping Shabbos? Nachla b'metzorim is a nachla without any boundaries. Asor HaBetavis is the day that Melech Bovel put boundaries on us. He surrounded the city and he put boundaries. And therefore, it was the koyach of Shabbos was taken away. And that's why it's doicha Shabbos. Because Shabbos is oinig Shabbos, is the korosal Shabbos oinig, and doish Hashem mechubad, we know that kol ha-me'acha b'des ha-Shabbos is doich le-nachal ha-blim-etzorim. On this day, Melech Bovel put a tzar to us. So that's what he says. Gam. And he says, "Ki Shabbos oitzer sisol vechoyim enizgal sviva lebalitzu migvul amechadoyim." Shabbos is the day that allows us, protects us, it takes us the boundaries because it gives us spiritual boundaries. And that's why it's Nachla Bli Mitzorim. But here, he brought the Mitzorim and therefore it's Doicha Shabbos. So it comes out that Somach Melech Bovet is a stira to Shabbos. Shabbos is Nachla Bli Mitzorim. And here is Somach Melech Bovel, and we're going to see in the Rambam, he says, he put Yerushalayim b'motzer b'motzek. Yerushalayim was bound. Yerushalayim was surrounded. The question is, what's a pshat that there is a stira between Shabbos and Asorah B'Teves? But continues, and he says, Tzrichim anu ledogdek, ulam tzum aser z'chamisha b'Teves, akon yitra b'shimen yochai, שסובב סומא סיריה בטייבס אם לא תארי דיו בטייבס comes out very funny. According to Rabbi Shimon, hi, when do you fast? According to all this cheshbon, you fast only on the fifth day, not on the Asorah B'Teves. This is impossible. וזה תמוה לכוירה כי קרם מפורש כסיבי. There's a posuk that says, ויידבר השם אליי בשון הצ'יז בחוידש עשי. We saw the posuk in Yechezkel. The posuk in Yechezkel says to Yechezkel, בעצם היום הזה סומך מלך מובל. You tell me, according to Shimon Yochai, you don't fast on Asorah B'Teves, הקודש ברוך הוא told specifically that day to Yechezkel. והיתוכן שלא יהיה טייניס ביומר כזה, you tell me that there's no טייניס? ונראה לי בבד השרבשים מוידי שצורך מסעוד את יום הזה. So he says, let me tell you something. The machloikis between Reb Shimon Yochai and Reb Akiva is not on the tinies. The tinies, everybody agrees. And the only tinies that everybody agrees is Asorah B'Teves, for sure you have to fast, and even on Shabbos, because he explained it's a stira to Shabbos. So what's the machloikis? Aval kavonoso shevikra ze sheksuvi boar batzoimis. This pasuk in Zechariah that talks about Tzoma Chamishi, the Tzoma Revi'i, לא כסיב גם בחורבן. That's not talking about the חורבן. אלא רק לאחר בין בי שני. This post, זכר, it's talking about בי שני. כששולחו לי שול הכהנים האבקה בחוידש החמישי, זכר, the post said like this. The כהנים said and said, should I cry on the 10th month, on the 5th month? ואישב הקודש בוחו צומה רביעי למייסה סוסר ושמחה. The post is telling you the יונטף. You realize that the pasuk of the Arba Tzoymes, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Revi'i, is not telling you that you have to fast. That was in Bai Sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, these fast days turn into a Chag. And that's the machloik, is when was the Chag in Bai Sheni? On the 10th or on the 5th? We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ressos HaLesimcha. Al Zeh Omar Rav Shimon, Shomar HaKosu, Tzoma Siri, Lesimcha, Koy, Al Yom HaShmua, Dei Teves. Rav Shimon Yochai says, the fifth day of Teves was a yontov on Bai Sheni. Aval Asorah B'Teves adin shelachar binyan Bai Sheni betainis. The chiddush is that Asorah B'Teves was a tainis even on Bai Sheni. The machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon is legabe the yontov. Rabbi Akiva holds that see, Asorah B'Teves was a yontov in Bai Sheni, like every yontov. On that, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says no. This is out of order. The Yontev was Yom HaChamishi B'Teves, but Asorah B'Teves, they fasted even on Bai Sheni. So now it's a Givaldik Echidush. So now Asorah B'Teves comes out that there's no Machloikis. So even Chaschinuch is answered. There's no Machloikis when the fast of Asorah B'Teves is. Asorah B'Teves is the only one that we know is Yuteves because Apostle in Yecheskel, that's the only one that's mentioned as a Tainis. And that one is Doiche Shabbos because it's the opposite of Shabbos. So Machmelech Bovel, he put boundaries to us when in essence Shabbos is without boundaries. We have to understand what does that mean. But the chidush is that even though all the four tzoymes, all the four fasts in Bai Sheni derayontev, there is one exception, is Asorah B'Teves. According to Asorah B'Teves was a tainis. According to Rebbe Kiva was a yontev, Rebbe Shimon Yochai says, no, the yontev was Chamisha B'Teves. Asorah B'Teves remained a tainis even in Bai Sheni. And the big question is why? Why is Asorah B'Teves a specific day versus everything else? Now we have a chidush. The Asorah B'Teves is the chidush that in Bai Sheni, according to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, was not a yontev. Chamisha B'Teves was a yontev. Asorah B'Teves remained as a tainis. So it's so chomor Asorah B'Teves that this was a tainis even in Bai Sheni when the bais was built. And it doesn't make any sense. The Kohanim asked the Nevi'im, should I fast still? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, they're source of the Simcha. Says Rav Shimon Yochai, one exception. Which exception is? Asorah B'Teves. So why was Asorah B'Teves a tiny in Bai Sheni? So that's the second question. Why there's a specific day? Why is this a violation of Shabbos? And number three, which is very important, why did they fast Asara Betavis on Bai Sheni according to the Chasam Sofer? So this is the first question. The first set of questions. But this day today is very unique. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kufei, Mishmoina Betavis, that Asara Betavis is really a culmination of 3 days. In the 8th of Tevis, Nichteva Torah Yevonis B'mital Me'amelech. The Torah was translated into Yevonis, V'yachoshech Ba'olam Shlosha Yamin. And for the Ches, Tesenu, there were 3 days of darkness. That's the first one. U'betesboy, and Tisha Betavis, Lo Noideis Otzora Shirabo. There's a Tzora, we don't know what it is. So now, what does that mean? I will say, there's a tinnitus on Tes Davis for no reason. We don't know the reason. So the Rambam always says that you fast on the tinnitus as a union of tshuva. To say, okay, we want a kapora for this. We don't even know what you're fasting for. I mean, how can you fast for something that you don't know what you're fasting for? It's something that is mind-boggling. So says the Magen Avraham, Lo Noida, Ubaslichot Shalan, in our Slicha says, Ezra HaSofer died. We know tomorrow we're going to sing Slichas. This is the day that Ezra HaSofer died. Now, why didn't they write that he died? Why is it hidden? Lo noida mama. There is a tinnitus that we don't know the reason. Now, so some people say, because the same Moshe Rabbeinu lo yoda mokum kvurosai, Ezra with mokum and zman lo yoda zman kvurosai. But that's schwer. How can you institute a tinnitus and not know for what? Now, we all know that Toldos Yeshu tonight is Mittelnacht. We know Toldos Yeshu has a whole conspiracy theory that this is really an idea of Peter or Paul. It's a conspiracy theory from the Toldos Yeshu. But the Magen Avraham says it's the day of Ezra Sofer. Why Lon Noida? What does that mean, Lon Noida? That's number two. And then number three, what I want to go with you is the issue. What's unique about today? Today is Asara Betavis Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. That's the first one. But today is also 25th of December. Now, what's unique about the 25th of December? The 25th of December, according to the Julian calendar, was the beginning. Is the beginning of the winter. According to the Julian calendar, not the Gregorian calendar, the Julian calendar, the 25th, and we're going to see, you have it, it's called a holiday called the Sol Invictus. That's called the Victory of the Sun. On the 25th was a pagan holiday that they celebrated the sun. Why? Because all the winter, the sun was getting weaker and weaker and weaker and a longer night. The beginning of the winter is when the sun gets its strength back. Because the days become bigger. So therefore, this is called Sol Invictus, the invincible sun. We know that Christmas is today also, because Christmas was, people don't learn until now, but that's not Jesus' birthday. It is a pagan holiday of the sun, the victory of the light of the sun over the darkness, and they believe that Jesus is the light that's coming to overcome the darkness. So here is Sol Invictus. What does Sol Invictus this year have to do anything with Betavis? What's the lesson? The Sol Invictus today is the day of Asara Betavis. But not only that, we know that the Romans celebrated a holiday. The Gemara says Kalanda. Kalanda was an 8-day holiday right before the winter. So Chazal say that that's Kalanda. So says the Rabbi Yonah Semin Lonil, the Kalanda, the first 8 days of Tkufas Tevis, that's the beginning of the longer days. Today is starting the calendar. The 8 days before, the 8 days after, they did Avodah Zarah because they realized the light was coming back to the world. The Gemara explains, they were Yomim Tovim by Adam Arishon. Why? Because He thought the world was going to darkness because he brought darkness to the world. He was afraid that the world would go into darkness. Until the beginning of the winter is called the winter solstice. Today is the winter solstice. According to them, they believe that it was the 25th of December was. For us, it's the 21st as a Gregorian. So the 8 days starting from Tkufas Teves from today would be holidays according to Adam HaRishon. And we know the Gemara says Kishigil is of Ashana. And this, and we go ahead. So when he saw at the end of the winter that this is the nature that the sun shrinks and the sun gets longer. So the last days of the winter are a holiday. It's called Saturnina. It's very interesting, right? From we all know that in Rome they celebrated between 4 days before and 4 days after the Tkufa. According to Chazal, it was 8 days before and after, his days afterwards. That's called the Saturn. It's very interesting that this year is Saturn and Jupiter, right? There is the famous Saturn and Jupiter, they became one. And if anybody saw it and watched the stargazing, there was such a thing called the conjunction. This is the month of the conjunction. And that was their holiday. Their holiday was to celebrate only the northern hemisphere. The hemisphere of Yerushalayim, we all know that the issue of Ha'elyoin is the northern hemisphere, not on the southern hemisphere. So Chazal say that this L'shem Shamayim, this is the calendar. So the calendar was 8 day holidays of celebration of the light coming up. It's the beginning of today. That was called Sol Invictus in later Roman. You realize that the Romans afterwards turned this into Sol Invictus. And the question is, what does it have to do with Asar HaBeteves? Number one, if there is anything. But more important, this sounds so much like Hanukkah, right? Hanukkah is 8 days of celebration at the winter that we bring light. And the pagans had a light holiday. Only happened to be natural sunlight. And now is light brought by candles. Is there a connection between the two? Between calendar and between us. Sol Invictus. So today is a unique holiday because Asar HaBeteves not only falls on Shabbos. Asar HaBeteves is the day of Sol Invictus, right? It's the holiday of the sun. In time of the Mishnah, that was the holiday, and Christianity took it upon to bring Christianity. Does he have any shaykhus to Asar HaBeteves? And most important, today is the beginning of calendar. Right, the calendar, which was the beginning of Tkufas Teves, the beginning of, meaning the 8 days after the winter solstice, when the days become longer, this was celebrated as a holiday in Rome. And this was in Rome and before by all the Marishuin. Is there a Shaykh Asar HaBeteves, and what's the connection to Hanukkah? So for this, I think it's givaldic. We're going to see, I think, something fantastic of the idea of Asar HaBeteves. And this year, falling as it is, you see, 2020 was a crazy year, right? We all know that we answer so many things. I think there is something also. Yes, it's very gishmak. Yes, Hanukkah is the 25th of Kislev and Kalanda is the 25th of December, right? Kalanda, I told you, the 25th of December is Sol Invictus in the Roman time. But that was, according to Chazal, the beginning of calendar, because in the Julian calendar, that's the winter solstice. Okay? What's the Shaychus? So to understand, stay like this in Sefer Yetzirah. Shtei mesei pshutois. Hei vov, zayin ches, that yud. Yisoidam, riyah, shmiyah, recha, sicha, liita, tash, mishmase, hiluch, roiges. All of the, every month has some kind of a trait, some kind of a feeling of humans that relate to the month. So says the Gro, Roiges, anger is the month of Teves. Why is Davka Roiges ben month of Teves? Shebos somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim. This is the day that Melech Bovel surrounds Yerushalayim. V'u'akoshe mishloisha chodoshim akoshim. This is the hardest one of the three difficult months. We are going to see in the Zohar the three difficult months in the Jewish calendar. Teves, Tammuz and Av. Teves is the most difficult one. That's why it's called anger. The month that relates to anger is the month of Teves. Says the Gro, the Av, we know that different parts of the body relate to different parts of the month. Haroiges relates to the nose. Ki yadu shelachen nikra charoin af. That's ish reyach nichoyach Hashem, to take away the anger. So this is the nose. What does roiges have to do with nose? Let's go see in a second. And says the Gro, roiges ledan. Which Shevet, 12 Shvatim, relate to the 12 months? According to the Arizal, which month relates to the month of anger? Is Shevet Dan. Why? Yidan nochash ali derech. Because you know the Dan is comparable to the snake. And for some reason, the snake is the Yetzirah. This is the one that brings anger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this is the month of Dan. So we have to understand what's unique about Chodesh Teves is because it's the month of anger, the worst of all the months, and relates to Dan. What does that mean? Says the Gro Vayter in Sefer Yetzirah, and this is Perakei, right? Perakei discusses about different traits and different characteristics of the months. So says the Gro in Sefer Hei, Tkufas Nisan Kol Avayz Metchilim Beyud, V'Tamuz Behei. Tkufas Nisan, meaning in the spring, all the Havayas, because you know that the Yud Kei Vav Kei has 12 combinations. Three combinations of the spring start with the Yud. The Tammuz, all of them start with a Hey. Tishrei with a Vav, and Teves with a Hey. So Teves is also, all the Havayas start with a Hey. What does that mean? And says the Gro in Sefer Yetzirah, and he says, this is Keneged Vayichar Af Hashem. That's why all the Havayos start with a Hey. What does that mean? That's why Tkufas Tammuz, right, the beginning of the summer, and the summer solstice and the winter solstice start with a Hey, and that in Chazal is Keneged Usunsi, that's Keneged Midas Adin. We're going to see in a second. I'm going to skip the Megala Mukas for a second to come back. But it's Peneu says in the Zohar. But it's Peneu Shloisha Yerochim. Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden for 3 months. Ilin Klasi Yorchin Didina Kasha Sharbama. Those are the 3 days that the Heor of Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden. This is Midas Adin, when Moshe Rabbeinu is away from the world. Umayniu, what are the 3 months that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kibiyochol hidden? But it's Peneu Shloisha Yerochim. Is Tamud, Av, and Teves. Tammuz, Av, and Teves. Then it says, "My mashma the adlu nochas Moshe l'alma shchiyacha v'yulei l'Moshe Rabbeinu." Before he came to the world, he was in Shamayim. V'al dois davas b'shchita miyom adesiolit. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu now becomes connected to him when he was born. Mikamad Rabshu rechot zadkei shchichin leila adlu loch d'alma. The ruach of the tzaddikim were always connected before they came to the world. When they come to the world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has to connect to them. Those 3 months that was Nishtahini Nishtaher, he was not in the Shamayim, and his nothing was in the earth. This is the day that the Shechina did not connect to Moshe. Teves, Tammuz, and Av. And says the Gro just before, Teves is the worst, because Somach Melech Bovel. I always say, why is Somach Melech Bovel so much worse than the Churban? That the Gro says that that's the worst of the 3 months?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Says the Ramaz, Ramoish Zakut, in his Pirush on the Zohar, says, V'alken Tammuz v'teves, hem rosh l'kor v'chom. These are the extreme months, the winter solstice, and they are the winter solstice. Yes, clearly, these 3 months, right, are three, quote-unquote, for sure, chronologically, he was born in Adar, the 3 months could never have been. But say the months that he was hidden are spiritual, are heuristic months. Concept of the hiding. Moshe Rabbeinu was heuristically hidden. And that koyach of hiding is Teves, Tammuz, and Av, and Teves is the worst. So look at what he says, which is interesting. The Ramaz, Alken Tammuz v'Teves im roshe lekor v'chom. You know, the beginning of the summer and the winter is always them. Shehem shasfiras adinim ubahem ischil umeacha puronos Yisrael. Sheshneim rishnei havayi tzirufa maschilim behei. If you start with the hay, are the times of dinim. That's why the summer is Tammuz and Av, starting with the hay, and by us also, the tzirufim of hay, the 6 months start in Tkufas Teves. What does that mean? So says the Oyev Yisrael, And then we're going to go back to Tkuvas Teves. V'atziru shel Chodesh Tishrei. Teves, what's the tziru of Chodesh Tishrei? Yoytze mi posuk, gadlu l'ashem iti uneroi mamash moyachdav. Havai is yud kei vov ke hei, yud hei vov. Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Gadol Hashem Iti, Uneroi Mamash Moyachdav, is the Gilui, that's the Pasuk that relates to Chodesh Teves, and this is the hardest month of all of them. You see, the hay is before. The hay is before the Yud and the Vav, right? Hey, Havai Yud, Kei Vav, Kei Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav. So the hay and the Yud, the hay before the Yud and the hay before the Vav, that's the worst tziruf. Tikboires Adinim. And this is the worst month of Dinim. Why? Why is Teves the worst month of Dinim? What does it have to do with the Pasuk? Gadru Lashem Iti Unroimama Shmoyachdov. What does that mean? And just to add even one more complication is the Megala Mukis. Says the Megala Mukis, Ubitkufas Teves Chalun Bilga. You remember the Bilga in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, was a family called, it was a lady, a girl called Bilga, and Veze Omar Hayenik Nishlom Sheyichi Binyan Charka Bizman Evonim. That's the one that she was one of the Misyavnim. Shanasa Nezmit Chilas Tkufas Teves. You realize that the Nes of Chanukah is right before Tkufas Teves, right? In other words, it straddles Tkufas Teves, is right before. Show Masechet Sukkah Miriam Bas Bilga, because Miriam Bas Bilga, she nira venosa serish levon, she was somebody who converted. Medarkol Mizbeach, and she said, Lukus, Lukus, she sot muchachom mitzchalon, and they closed her, what you call, they had a special place, a window, where they put the knives, they closed it. Vesoida dover chazal oiso chaloin bilga, not only they closed the chaloin, that window, to store the knives in the Beis HaMikdash, but barakia, Tkufas Teves, also the window closed. That's why it's called the, her name of her father, right? She was Miriam Bas Bilga, because Bilga is the chaloin in the Shamayim for Teves. This is the time that the Greeks closed the window. Right? That's why the Greeks closed that she, Bilga, she didn't understand the Mizbeach. She kicked the Mizbeach, and therefore they closed her window. In the Shamayim, they closed the window. What does this mean? Rabbi said, what does Teves mean? But I think, and then we're going to see now the Sfasemes. Rabbi said, you know what Teves was? Teves is Midas Adin, because this is the day that the darkness of the world comes to its spitz, which means the world of Midas Adin, it creates a separation. Look at Somach Melech Bovel. When Melech Bovel came to Yerushalayim, what did he do? You look at the Rambam, the Asiri Beteve Shebo Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim Vivia B'motzer B'motzek. He enclosed. He created tsar. He created boundaries. He choked Yerushalayim. This is the day that boundaries are put in the world. This is the concept in the world that Midas Adin. Midas Adin means that the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is broken. It's the ultimate month of darkness. But you know why the darkness is so bad? Because it Kufas Teves is when you see the sun coming back, and you realize that the light is the light of the sun. But we believe that the light of the sun is not light. That in itself is darkness, as we spoke so many times. If you fool yourself to believe that the light of the sun brings you really spiritual light, you're missing the point. That's so Invictus. Your Romans saw the beginning of the light, that is the winter solstice, as the world of physical finally coming back. It is a resurrection, is a renaissance of the world of physical. For us, this is the worst thing. This is the Spitz darkness. We see Chodesh Teves, the month of Yom Adin, the same way Yerushalayim got surrounded by Goyim. We in this physical world are surrounded to be able to connect to spirituality. This is the day of the choking of the Jewish people. B'motzer u'b'motzeik. Rabbi said that's exactly on Shabbos. Shabbos is day of connection. That's why there are no boundaries. We just spoke that. That's what Chassam Sofer said. Melech Bovel, when he came and he surrounded Yerushalayim, he put boundaries. That's the beginning of boundaries that we couldn't connect. That's why it's the beginning of the Churban. Midas Hadin relates to the idea that the Kodesh Baruch is hidden and he hid himself from the world. That hiding, he represents by the Chodesh Teves, which is the winter solstice, the spitz darkness of the world, and the belief of the world that if the darkness goes away, you know, it's the beginning of the summer, Summer Invictus. And we know that's not true. That's the greatest darkness of the world. Somach Melech Bovel is the device Rishon, the word Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch was revealed here. Here we put a choke. Rabbi Isai, you look at the Oyev Israel. What is the tziruv of Chodesh Teves? Gadlu Lashem Iti Unroi Mamoshayach. HaKadosh Baruch says, I need you to be megadol me. HaKadosh Baruch himself is not here. Is gadlu lashem iti unroim mashmayachdav. We need now to be partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only we can bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu naturally is not here anymore. Up to Somach Melech Bovel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Melech Bovel choked it. He put a ring around it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside of the ring. Oh, the miracle stopped. That's the beginning of the Asara Nisim ceasing to exist in the world. That's why says the Gro. You know why is Chodesh Adinim, says the Ramaz? Because the Hay starts. Hay is the Mekablim, I told you. Hay is connected to Ilam Hazeh. Yud and Vav is connection. Now the Hay precedes the Yud and the Vav. Is Gadlu Lashem Iti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we. We have to make it happen. If we don't make it happen, it doesn't happen. This is the beginning of truly the void of Torah Shebaal Peh that comes to replace the end of Nevuah. Rabbi said the three things that happened in Chodesh Teves is exactly this. Is the separation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this world. It starts in Somach Melech Bovel, which is Yud. That's why it's the Yud, right? Yud is the point of connection. Yud and Vav and Daled. The Yud is that connection. So the Chisor, so that's why Reb Chaim says, Asara B'Teves, Somach Melech Bovel, is a destruction of the Yud. That's why on this is the only time that there is a day Kavua. And that Kavua is Doicha Shabbos, because Shabbos is the connection to Kudosh Baruch Hu in this world. As I told you, Nachla Bli Metzorim, this is the day that the world is in its spitz darkness, that there is a boundary. It's a boundary put in the world to separate Kudosh Baruch Hu from here, and now Kudosh Baruch Hu needs us to do it. Boisai, that's exactly the void of Hanukkah. The void of Hanukkah that in the darkness, how do we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to this world? Is through our lighting of the candles. You remember the Ner? The Ner is the Chibur, the Shemen, the Psila, to the fire. It's taking the Shemen, the potential of this world, and connecting it to the spiritual fire. We connect it. We are Madlik Nerus. So the Nerus Hanukkah is exactly connected the Avoid the Zora of Kalanda. Kalanda is that there is natural light in the world, but the natural light in the world is the ultimate separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you realize that the Yontov of Kalanda is the natural time that Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim, the Melech Bovel put the boundaries on Yerushalayim. Our Avoida is Avoida of Hanukkah, that we bring our own light. Gadlu Lashem Iti on the Roim Mashmoyachdov, that the candles are brought by us. We bring the candles. We bring the light, but it's a light generated by us. That's why we told you so many times, we saw before, Ner is the Tzir of Havai Elohim, Havai Eken, Havai Adnos. That's the Tzirufim of the world to be Metzaref, the world to a higher level. Now look at the Sfasem, it says, Mashikosav ner Chanukah mismol, gamkin kanal, sheyesh bekoyach neres Chanukah lair gam lismol. The neres Chanukah have the ability to bring light even on the left side, which is Midas Adin. Lasoit soy gamkin yimin, kum shemincha yimincha yimincha kishoisim ritzon shal kudosh bo chasol gamkin yimin. Right, we know that in the Pasuk, that the mitzvahs have the ability to turn the left into the right. This is the tikkun of Tevis. That's why Tevis is Loshon Toiv, missing a vov. Tevis near the Gamkish, also Toiv, some Toiv, Rashi Tevis, always Toiv, Rashi says, Tevis is the word Toiv, missing a vov. That's why he said Parshas Bereishis. It says ki toiv esena, mashma ki teves choser vov apishasim toiv adipula. Teves is Russian toivis. What's missing is the chibur of the vov, and the Neres Chanukah are mekasher the vov. So Neres Chanukah is the makdimim refuah lamaka to kalanda. Look, it says the Sfasemis in Bereishis. It says, Madlikim Lamed Vov Neris. Why do we light 36 candles in Hanukkah? Shaneris Midim Lamed Vov Mitchilas Hanukkah Tzof Teves. The Lamed Vov are the 36 days between Hanukkah to the month of Teves. Month of Teves, which is the month of Dinim, that Melech Bovel put a boundary to us. He surrounded us. He created the world of separation. He put a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of taking away the Asar HaNisim. The tikkun of that is Neros Hanukkah that takes from Chof Hei Kislev all the way to the end of Teves. V'shamati mipirskani ki ha-ne'at Tevis Moloshan Hatovas Aneris. Tevis is Hatovas Aneris. Is the Hatovas Aneris. That's the preparation for the Neris. The darkness of Tevis allows for the Neris to be Madlik. We talk about Tevis and the Hester. That's why Tevis is the beginning of the darkness of the winter and the fallacy to believe that the soul is invictus. That's why Makdimim Refuah Lamaka. Bilga de Yevonim. Rabbi, if you see the three things that happened today, and but just a little bit more, just before you go, v'chodesh Teves shuinyan atov asaneris v'nizuch leasiyum, and that what he says. That's why v'titz peneu is moloshon sofud. Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. That's the day that was a tkuf of Teves, of the darkness of the world, that the world brought a darkness to the world and the belief, and therefore the whole world on this day, on today the solstice, are looking for a light. So you realize the Romans look at the light at the sol invictus, that the sun, in the end, nature overcomes. They celebrated the sun. And you have it. The Christians took it to assume that the sun is Jesus. Our avoida is that this is the ultimate darkness to believe that the sun is. Our light is the light brought by us, Gadol Hashem Itin Roim Shmo Yachdav, which is the lighting of the candles of Makdimim Refuah Lamaka. Our kalanda precedes the kalanda of Adam Arishoin, because that's the kalanda that's brought by us, is the one that's created and generated by us. And this represents, this is what's called the winter solstice. For them, it's a holiday. For us, it's a churban. Because the churban is the belief that the sun has light. This is the time of darkness, and the darkness remains here, and we have to be misak in the darkness. The world is not misak in the darkness. We are misak in the darkness. Now, Rabbi Isa, you could understand why you get to Dan. What is Dan? Dan is Moshen Din. Dan, Huzan Vadeari. Dan was he was the end of all the one which is most separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Loshen Dan. Hayordos Mavz Legamre, the Kinta Besivra Apostle, Penesh Shevet, Shifter Shildan, he was Moikes, he was the one who did what? He was Boat Banoichi, because he was the first one who did Pesel Micha, the first one who did David Zora to keep Yochel push HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from this world, is done. Which is, that's why this is the Roiges Ba'olam. The Roiges Ba'olam is the beginning of Kibiyochol Charoin Af Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka the nose. What's the nose, right? The nose is the Mokum Chibur HaNeshama LaGuf. We all know this, right? That the Neshama is Moshe Neshima. That's why you know that the Neshama left the Guf when the nose stops breathing. This is Chodesh Av. Chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves is the nose. That's the Hafsoka, the beginning of the ultimate darkness of the world. Kenegedan, which is Pesel Micha, that can be Yochol pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from this world. Shezeu Shalodem Barashon Tzivu Klal, Kishor Yisrael Maminim B'dem Aminim. Klal Yisrael Maminim B'dem Aminim. And the one who went against it, Shevet Dan. That's why it's connected the Nochash, right? Who is connected? It's connected Shimshon. Shimshon was the one that also, look at Shimshon, connected Hashem Shakudosh Bochu, Anoishik Visus Bekvam Shutachlis Takus Deraglei or the Mavis. He was ultimately, Shimshon was the one that he actually loved Noshim Nochriyos. He was the one that loved Noshim Nochriyos, that got ultimately the concept of this assimilation. And that's why Chazal say the Oyev Azima, unfortunately, was Oyev Zima. And this is a Sotas HaNochosh. That's why the Nochosh, Nochosh Ali Derech, is the concept of the Chodesh Teves, which is the separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. The world of darkness, and the Spitz darkness, and the ultimate darkness is the belief of Adam HaRishon that the sun brings light. And in the essence, it doesn't. Now, once you have to look at it, but just I want to show you something interesting. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Tanya Amar Bisho Ben Karcha, Malachi is the Ezra. Ezra is Malachi. The Pasuk says Malachi was a Nevi'im. Nobody knows who Malachi was. Chachomi Moimur Malachi Shmoy. Malachi was Malachi. Omar Rav Nachum Misaber Kiman Omar Malachi is Ezra. It makes sense that Malachi is Ezra. Dichsi B'Nevi'im is Malachi. Bog the Yuda V'toyev Nesta B'Sol B'Sho K'chilin Yuda K'vedesh Shemoyev. Who was the one? Malachi is the one who screamed about Noshim Nechriyot, which is Ezra. If you look at it, what is Ezra? Ezra is the last of the Nevi'im. You know what today's time is, that the separation of Melech Bovel led to a confusion that now Ezra died. You know what is the issue of Ezra dying? That we don't know what things are anymore. Ezra was the last of the Novi. He was in a situation that now we don't even know who he was, because he was Malachi. And we assume that Malachi, B'Torah Shebal Peh, we have to find out who Malachi was. You know what the time is? We asked, what's the time is of Tess Davis? The time is, which is the first step in history after Somach Melech Bovel. And it goes backwards, which I'm going to explain in a second. But you know what the first step is, the Tess Davis? Yud is the one of separation, Somach Melech Bovel, the beginning of the solstice. Now, what is Tess Davis? Tess Davis says in Chazal, Lo Noida al Makavu. We don't know what it is. And the boy said, and I asked, how can you have a tithe that you don't know what it is? It's the day that Ezra missed. But Ezra was the last of the Nevi'im. You know what happens after Ezra? We don't know anything. Now we don't have to ask. Something happens. So we actually fast, not for the death of Ezra, we fast for the Lo Noida al Mamisanim. Because now we don't know. This is the ultimate confusion of Chetetz Adas, which is the Nochash of Chodesh Teves, that after Somach Melech Bovel, when Ezra died, we can't ask a Novi anymore. Now there are no Nevi'im to ask. So you know what the Tainis is? We ask the question, why is the Tainis of Tess? Lo Noida al Mamisanim. We don't know. That's what we saw here. But Tess Teves, Lo Noida Ezra Tzora Shira, but we don't know what the Tzora was. And says Magen Avraham, Ezra died. Why doesn't it say Ezra died? Because you know why we fast for when Ezra died? Because now we don't know things anymore. Now we don't know what happens. Once upon a time, there were no questions. If you had a question, went to the Novi gets you the answer. The Gro says a person who had Shiloh in his own life, you could go to the Novi and ask him. Today, we don't have what to ask. We have to search it ourselves. So the second step after Somach Melech Bovel is the end of Nevuah. Tess Tavis is the end of Nevuah. And you know what the issue of the end of the Nevuah is? Lo Noida is a Tzora Shiraboy. Now we don't know what happens. We don't know what Tzora it happened. The lack of clarity, the lack of knowledge, that's the ultimate darkness. That's the day that Ezra Sofer died. Ezra Sofer, there is such a lack of clarity by his death that we don't even know who he was. I told you, Machloikis, if it was Malachi, if it was Malachi. Lo Noida, that is the issue. And the ultimate, which is Choshech Shloisha Yomim, is Yovan, which is Choshech, that they now put a boundary on Torah. When they translated the Torah, they took away the ability to transcend the Torah to something much higher. They took away the ability to transcend the Torah and connect to its ultimate ability. Somach Melech Bovel, is the first one of the historical events that led to the end of Nevuah, which is the separation of humans from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which led to the separation of Torah, which is the Yevonim. And it comes backwards, because now the idea of Somach Melech Bovel, it rewrites history, because now when we look back, we don't know what's going on. So it's not only changing the world going forward, it's changing the world backwards. And therefore, those three events that happened in these 3 days, which is Somach Melech Bovel, leading to Lo Noidam Sora Shoisavoy, to the translation of the Torah Livonis, are really three steps of the separation. The separation, the beginning of the separation, to the ultimate translation of Melech Bovel that encompasses. That's why Shchoshech Shloisha Yomim. Just look at it, right? What the Yevonim did, they brought the ultimate darkness to those three steps. To the step of Somach Melech Bovel, which are the miracles, the beginning and the end of the miracles, or the constant miracles. To the second step, which is the end of Nevuah, the death of Malachi. And number three, the inability of taking Torah and elevating and extracting ideas of Torah Shebaal Peh. Therefore, the milchoma against Tevis is the Hatovas Haneiros, which is Odan al Yadeinu, and that's connecting the Tevis to Tevis, connecting, relating, creating a valve of connection, breaking that boundary. That is Shabbos. Therefore, the ultimate experience in a day like today. Just think about Tevis. Tevis of today, this is Sol Invictus, the idea of the fallacy that the light of the sun brings light. Christianity is built upon the fact that there is no Torah Shebaal Peh. It's taking Yevonim to the utmost. This is the day of Somach Melech Bovel. And I think, by the way, the fact that Rabbi Shapira passed away, Rabbi Shapira is the one who allowed us to take Torah and be the opposite of the Yevonim. Look at any single letter, any single idea, and to realize that this connects to very transcendent ideas. To connect a Kodesh Baruch Hu from the things which appear to be minute. And I think it's very apropos that he passed away Dafka in Asara Betavis. But Asara Betavis is Yutavis. This is the uniqueness of this day. And therefore, even on Bai Sheni, they fasted for Somach Melech Bovel. Because Bai Sheni didn't have the miracles. Bai Sheni did not have the miracles, did not have Nevi'im, and didn't have, that was the struggle of Torah Shebaal Peh, the toil of the Tzedukim. So that issue of Somach Melech Bovel creating boundaries, the Midas Adin, the idea of hurting the Jewish nose, right? That's what makes a Jew, is the nose. That's why the nose is so real, that you smell what's right and what's wrong. This happened Dafka in Chodesh Tevis, Dafka in the Yud of Chodesh Tevis, and this was celebrated as a tiny, even on Bai Sheni, because this is something that plagued us. And it's plaguing us not only going forward, it's plaguing us of our vision of the past. And therefore, Somach Melech Bovel is nude. It led to Tess, which is Lo Noida Mika. We got into confusion that now we don't know anymore what it is. When Ezra dies, now we don't even know what things are, which allows the Yevonim, because we don't have a clarity what it is, to give a false interpretation. That's a false interpretation of the translation of the Torah Livonis that encompasses the 3 days. And just to finalize a little bit, and then we're going to open for questions. If you look at it, is says the David Tzedek, he says, Tzedek says that that's why it's Ezra and Nehemiah. You realize that Ezra is the end of Torah Shebichsav, and Nehemiah is the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why Ezra and Nehemiah are always together. And both of them, there's a Kabbalah that died today. Because that Chibur of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh got separated today. That's the time that the only way we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he never comes to here, is Gadlu Lashem Iti Uroim Mashayachdav. Now we have to do with him. Without us, he doesn't appear. Without us, he's not here. We have to make it happen. We are supposed to, and we have the ability to make it happen. And that's what Chazal say, right? Hivia b'motzer b'motzer. That's our tikkun here. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed allow us to use this opportunity to realize that in a year like this year, right, which is the year of Corona, is a year which is very unique, that we have Sol Invictus, Christmas, the quote-unquote Tkufa, and Asar Betavis, all in the same day, falling on Shabbos. I think the message is very clear. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show up in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is outside because Melech Bavel put a boundary around it. We live in a world of Lo Noida Atzor Shoy Saboy, meaning we look at Corona, we don't understand what's the message. But we have to search for it. And it's very easy to create a wrong narrative. What Yovan allowed to do is translating the Torah Livonis, is creating a narrative that allows the sun to be the source of light. And our avoid is to connect the world to something much higher, to look for a higher narrative. This is the tikkun of Neres Chanukah. The Lamed Vev Neres Chanukah, which is the Oir HaGonus, right? That's Gonus, is turning Tevis into Toivis, turning Tevis into Hatovas HaNeres. Tevis, is what allows, what creates the framework to allow Neres Chanukah to really shine, to realize that light doesn't come naturally from the world. Light is brought by us. And that's the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, which is Davka Neres Chanukah, be small, Davka at night, to realize that the light that we have coming forward is not the natural light. Natural light is indeed the Shoresh of Avodah Zarah, is the light that we bring, which God, Hashem, Itiyot, Hashem, Yachdav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us indeed to have that experience. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to open the I'll open the microphone for everybody, and it'll be great to hear everybody's impressions. Give me 1 second. I'll stop sharing. So everybody can join, and we'll be happy to hear people. Just you have to unmute yourself.
Ari, yes. Why was it the bias Rishon? Do we have a sumach that there's an idea of constrainment on the bias Rishon? Why is it only bias Shane that occurs?
It's a process, right? From the time the Somach Melech Bovel, he put a boundary. That boundary came to choke us. So you realize that Somach Melech Bovel is the beginning of the Churban, which means...
But the Bias Rishon doesn't have that, because it doesn't...
What happens is, right afterwards, the Ten Nisim, in Bias Rishon, it was a very different experience, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was self-evident here. There were 10 constant miracles. The Mishnah says there were 10 constant miracles. So you didn't have to prove anything, you just went. The Mendoira was Eidu Shashchina Shoyra Beisrael, meaning the Ner Maravi was a miraculous thing that always happened, and there were 10 Nisim. Those nisim stop. The Shechina stops. And that is a process that goes, right? The Misamigdash goes, the Churban, you go at the end, Nevuah ends in Ezra, which is the beginning of Baisheni, and then you have the Misyavdin that go against the Rosh Bechsav, Shebal Peh, sorry. So that's a process. It's a process that starts. Those are the three processes, right? If you look at the three processes, is Somach Melech Bovel, and then Lon Noida. The fact that it's not known, now things are not self-evident anymore, now it's unclear, and once it's unclear, you could create your own narrative, which is nothing but the Isyavni. And now it's only Gadlu Lashem Iti Unroi V'Mashro Yechdav. With us, you can make it happen. Let's get it done.
This is a small housekeeping point, but the 3 months that you mentioned by Moshe, they're obviously not continuous.
So
even though Moshe's 3 months hidden, were pretty continuous.
Yeah, I told you, those are heuristic, right? The ideas are heuristic. Okay. And the answer is very simple, right? Because all these ideas, it's not obvious, it's not continuous. You have to put it together. You have to create the narrative. You have to create a narrative. And the narrative goes backwards, I told you. Yud, Tes, Ches. But you realize the Tes, the death of Ezra is Lo Noida Tzora, because now we don't know. Once there is no prophet, you don't know what it is. That's how Chanukah becomes so controversial, because after the death of the Nevi'im, nothing is known. That's why Ezra becomes the unknown Novi, right? The last Novi, we don't know who he was. Is he Malachi or is he not Malachi? That's what it is, the Somach Melech Bovel. By the way, this is the Samach of Melech Bovel, right? Somach Melech Bovel, the Samach and the Mem. But that's it. Just realize that this is the idea of the choking. This is Midas Adin. This is the Nochash. This is the nose of Klal Yisrael being broken. Kibi Yochel Sevri Decharoin Af. And that's why this is the worst month, right? This is the worst month, is the month of the winter solstice. So the winter solstice was always celebrated from Adam Rishon, from the Romans. This is our celebration with the winter solstice. The winter solstice is the time of the year that people reflect about the darkness of the world and what brings light. You have one story, which is Soi Victus. You have Kalanda, you have Christianity, and Lehavi Torah Sheba'al Peh, and Torah Sheba'al Peh is Makedimim Refuah Lamaka, right? And
that's why I sent you before a note about the fact that Avodah Zorah talks about the sun coming out as being, that's what separates the Goyim at the end of days. They don't get the reward, the sun coming out of the Nartikon.
Right. Nartika is that boundary. It's the sun is the boundary, because they realize that they here thought that the sun is light, but the natural light is nothing but falling darkness. That's it. The beginning of Avodah Zorah.
Also, so how did you get the hay first? How do you, Rosh Hashanah Yachta, where are the four letters in there?
Gadol Lashem, Havaye, Hey, Yud Kei Vav Kei Hey.
Why are you taking the last letter of all four words?
Oh, the last one, the end, so the Sofei Teves.
Is it all of them come from the Sofei Teves?
Yes, all of them. Oh, some of this is Rosh Hashanah Yachta. This month is Sofei Teves, right? Because it's only the end, right? That's the Gemara. The Gemara Dover, in other words, you don't see at the beginning, you only see a Kodesh Baruch at the end. You realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gilui Boilam Hazeh is Iti on Roim Moshe Yachta. We have to make it happen. Right? That's Torah Sheba'al Peh. Naturally, it doesn't happen. And therefore, it only happens at the end, not at the beginning. Only at the end, Soif Mainse is Machshava Tchila. Our Avoida is never obvious from the onset, it's only obvious at the end. And therefore, I told you, that's why here always starts Maktibu Refuah Lamaka. It always goes backwards, right? Because it becomes a Gilui from before. You can't have from now on, you have to rewrite the history in the past because you don't have a Novi anymore. So the whole history changes. It doesn't change forward, it changes backwards. And that's why the Avoida of Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never at the beginning, only at the end. That's why it's only Sofei Teves, never Rosh Teves. And this is it. This is the Galus of Ezra. This is the end of Ezra. But Lonoida Mihikau. That's the Lonoida Atzora Shoisaboy. It's a time that we don't know.
I have another question, but I don't want to take up too much.
Otherwise, we'll call it today. People, this is the idea. Life is very clear and saying things are not obvious. You can only know things from the end going back to the beginning. Always is in retrospect, never prospectively. And that's why the Asara Betevis is retrospectively. And that's why the Havaye, the Tzir of Havaye is Sofei Teves, never Rosh Teves. And that's called Mchazal or Choizer. You know, there's the Kodesh Baruch Hu shows you. It's obvious from day one. When you have to search, you have to go from the end to the beginning. Because you can only understand the beginning after the end. Right? So if Mainse is B'makshova Tchila. And the reason is because we are the Tachtoinim, and we're trying to elevate ourselves. So we are the Soif going to Aschola. You realize that the Avoida Ha'ilyoina is the Aleph base Keseder, right? Nisan, right? Nisan, Nun, Yud, Nun, Samech, right? Goes Nes. Nes is Nun to Samech. Tshuva is Tav to Shin to Resh, right? Is backwards, is the Atbash. That's why the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sofei Teves Gadlu Lashem Iti Unroim Mashmo Yachtov. And that's why even for us to understand what it really means, Asara Beteves, we have to go back into the calendar, right? So, and that's it.
Harry, you said that one of the sources changed your outlook. I don't remember which source it was.
It's the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer. Because the Chassam Sofer is... Why it is so important, Erwin, for two things. The Chassam Sofer tells you that the antithesis of Asara Beteves is Shabbos, because it's Nachla B'Limetzorim, and here is Somach Melech Bovel. Shabbos is breaking the boundaries, and Melech Bovel is putting in boundaries. That makes sense, right? If it's a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is trying to experience that connection. the Churban is creating the disconnection. But not only that, what he says the following, that even on Bayis Sheni, even on Bayis Sheni, they celebrated Asar v'Teves, and they fasted it. Even though there was perhaps a Yontev in Teves, because the destruction wasn't there, but the idea of Yud Teves, it was real. Even on Bayis Sheni, that's an unbelievable chiddush, Orin. But this is amazing, right? Because to realize that Somach Melech Bavel is what created all the problems of Bayis Sheni, meaning that separation, the lack of miracle, the lack of prophets, and the lack of clarity. That's Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni is the idea of Lo Noida Hatzor Shai Saboy. By the way, anybody who reads, Orin, so interesting. If you read Maccabees, Maccabees tells you that when the Maccabees looked at the war of Hanukkah, they did not understand what really happened. Lo noida tzora shoyis aboy happened in the time of Hanukkah. They didn't know. That's why Maccabees has one story, Maccabees A, Maccabees 2 has a different story, and Josephus has a different story. The bottom line, they didn't know. And that's it. And that is the greatness of that. That's why Ezra is the one, his death is called Lonoida Hatzara. That's why they never told us to realize that what his death brought to the world is not that somebody tzaddik died. He brought the lack of clarity. That now we don't know. That's it. There's nobody to ask. You have to find it yourself, and you can only find it then. That's why the Chassam Sofer is so unbelievable. Because I never saw anybody who says that Asar B'Teves is the only one that celebrated in Bayis Sheni, and they fasted in Bayis Sheni also. And that everybody agrees. And even Reb Shimon Yochai, because that's the Shechidah of Reb Shimon Yochai, it now makes sense because the Zohar, if you see that, also makes so much sense. Reb Shimon Yochai, which is the Zohar, tells you Bayis Sheni, they could not celebrate because they realized that is missing Somach Melech Bavel. That's it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.